To your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat, and where you just heard Manhattan Transfer with their 1980 recording of Boy from New York City, which had been a hit for the Ad-Libs in 1965. The Music Box again visits 1968 for Bobby Vinton.
Satin pillows to cry on. Satin pillows to cry on. You've got nothing else to rely on.
Satin pillows to cry.
You gave up the most precious thing in life. You turned from love to be a rich man's wife. The man you married is colder than all his gold. You're something he bought to keep from growing old. Now you've got satin pillows to cry on. Satin pillows to cry on. You've got nothing else to rely on.
Satin pillows to cry.
And fancy dresses and big cars. Diamonds that outshine the brightest stars. But diamonds can't replace the love we knew. They won't keep you warm like my arms used to do. Now you've got satin pillows to cry on, satin pillows to cry on. You've got nothing else to rely on, satin pillows to cry on, satin pillows to cry on.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
From 1964, that's Dionne Warwick, Walk On By. And from 1968, we heard Satin Pillows by Bobby Vinton. Most of us remember this song by Frank Ifield from 1962. But I Remember You was first recorded by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1941.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw your smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you. Life is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I shall tell them I remember you.
That's Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra with the first recording of I Remember You. If there's a piece of music you want me to put into the music box for a future show, send an email to the conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where the music box moves into 1973 for Paul McCartney and Wings with the theme from the James Bond movie Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die. my guitar. Do you wanna be a poet? Do you wanna be my string? You could be anything. Do you wanna be the lover of another? Undercover, you could even be the man on the moon. Do you wanna be the player? Do you wanna be the string? Let me tell you something, it just don't mean a thing. You see, it really doesn't matter when you're buried in disguise by the dark gloss on your eyes. Though your flesh has crystallized, still
haven't thought of that one in years, have you? Still, You Turn Me On by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer was playing on Top 40 Radio in 1973. Also from 1973, we heard Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings. Matt the Cat is up next with more cool music for a hot day on The Juke in the Back. I'm Mike Duke. I'll be back next week with another full music box from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'll leave you this week with Jimmy Dean. Ode to a Sleeping Beauty is from 1962.
Dear daughter, I tiptoed in your room tonight, and I looked down at you smiling in your sleep. You were so lovely, my heart nearly broke. And I thought, how very much like Sleeping Beauty a little girl is. When I tuck you in at night, I never know how old you'll be when you wake. One evening you crawl on your dad's lap and throw your arms around his neck. The next morning you might be much too grown up for that sort of thing. You're so quickly approaching the awkward age, too young to drive the car and yet too old to be carried into the house half asleep on Daddy's shoulder. I have a secret that I've never told you, Sleeping Beauty. You're going on a very exciting trip. You'll travel from yesterday all the way to tomorrow. It's a rapid journey and you'll travel light, leaving behind you measles, mumps, freckles, bumps, bubblegum, and me. I promise not to feel too hurt when you discover that the world is more important than your daddy's lap. Yesterday you were blue jean and pigtail, the neighborhood's best tree climber. Tomorrow you'll be blue organdy and ponytailed, and you'll view the world from a loftier perch, a pair of high-heeled shoes. Yesterday you could mend a doll's broken leg with a hug. Tomorrow you'll be able to break a young man's heart with a kiss. Yesterday you could get lost one aisle away from me in a supermarket. Now I have to worry about losing you down another aisle to some strange young man. You see, just at the point where your growing pains stop, mine begin. Yesterday you were kind of a pain in the neck when you were around. Tomorrow you'll be an ache in my heart when you're not. Tomorrow you'll lay aside your jump rope and tie up the telephone lines, and that little boy that used to push you in the mud, well, he'll fight to sit out a dance with you. The clock upstairs is counting the minutes for you, and the sky upstairs is saving its brightest stars, and the sun is waiting with its shiniest day. Oh, I can't expect you to live in a dollhouse forever. Sooner or later, the butterfly sheds its cocoon, and the smallest bird must try its wings. But when you grow up and out of my arms, when you finally get too big for my shirts, I'll still recall how you used to scatter dust and dolls impartially through every room in the house. But you spread sunshine, too. The dust is settled. Your mom picked up the dolls. But the sunshine will always fill the corners of our hearts. So, here I am, talking in your sleep. Because, well, if you saw this look on my face, you'd laugh. And if I spoke with this lump in my throat, I'd cry. Yeah, honey, when I looked at you tonight, you were a sleeping beauty. So I tiptoed over and I kissed you. You didn't wake up. I knew you wouldn't. According to the legend, only the handsome young prince can open your eyes. And I'm just a father of the future bride. So you sleep on, pretty thing. Tomorrow you'll wake and you'll be a young lady. And you won't even realize that you've changed courses in the middle of a dream. But you might notice a little change in me. I look a little different somehow. A little sadder, a little wiser, but a whole lot richer. Tonight, I kissed a princess, and I feel like a king.